Running your own business means being ready for anything. And with the local bank that cares about local businesses, you will be. At Gulf Coast Bank & Trust, keeping your business accounts organized is a breeze with all the digital tools, convenience, and security you need, where, when, and how you need them. Get the most bank for your buck and your business. Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen. This is what you're looking for. Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Miss the Flowserve Baton Rouge job fair? It's not too late. Check out the opportunities waiting for you. Visit flowservecareers.com to learn about open positions like machinists, precision assemblers, and additional manufacturing roles. Check out flowservecareers.com today to learn about Flowserve's competitive pay, benefits, and pension program, and apply today.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll give you the current series leads in the 2023 second-round NBA playoff matchups, and we'll give you the current season award winners so far in the NBA. So stay tuned for this edition of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with talking about Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, what an amazing story so far for this gentleman arriving to America, coming from Cameroon, which is located in Africa, specifically in West Africa, which is French influenced and French speaking. Joel, what's amazing about Joel is that he didn't start playing basketball until the age of 15. Previously, he played volleyball and soccer before transitioning to playing basketball at the age of 15. And even though he picked up the sport relatively late, he grabbed onto it and he got the game very quickly. With the help of someone by the name of Luke Mbamute, who is also a native of Cameroon, and of course, Joel's hometown in Cameroon, specifically Yaoundé, Mbamute became a mentor to Joel and would help him move to the United States to help him hone his skills, hone his craft, and to dedicate himself to becoming a professional basketball player. Long story short, Joel excelled in high school, wound up getting a scholarship to Kansas, played 1 year at Kansas, and was a nominee for the Naismith College Player of the Year Award, and would later, after only one season at Kansas, he declared for the NBA draft in 2014. So Joel, in his first several years in the NBA were riddled with injuries with his foot and also dealing with issues with his back. And finally, in 2016-2017, made the all-rookie team. And then also the following year, made his first NBA All-Star team. And then along the way, the next 5 years, we would see consistent All-Star appearances from Joel, including all NBA teams. And then he would become back-to-back scoring champion in 2023 and last year in 2022. So Joel, two-time league scoring champion, six-time NBA All-Star, also has been an NBA All-Defensive second team on several occasions, also made an All-NBA second team on quite a few occasions. But after two seasons of losing in close MVP votes to Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets, Joel Embiid finally got the regular season MVP. Yes, Joel Embiid, center for the Philadelphia 76ers, was named the 2022-2023 NBA Most Valuable Player Award. He was awarded with the Michael Jordan Trophy, and Joel was definitely excited. Long time coming for him, coming from Cameroon, specifically in West Africa. And Joel has had a journey, and he's still continuing on his journey, his amazing journey, not just in the NBA, but in life. Here's Joel receiving the Michael Jordan Trophy as the 2023 NBA Most Valuable Player Award.
Joel, You said your journey to the NBA was improbable, but it was because of your hard work and determination, and that's why these fans in Philly love you. Congratulations. You are the 2023 Kia NBA MVP.
Wow. Thank you, guys. I just want to thank God, you know, first and foremost, because, you know, I wouldn't have been here without him. And obviously, my teammates have been a big part of it. Obviously, my parents. Big part of it. Obviously, we went through such a, you know, huge tragedy. Losing my little brother, but, you know, we stuck together. You know, we went through a lot. And, you know, my family, my son is somewhere over there. Man, he's the main reason why I'm really here, you know. Becoming a father, you know, changed my whole life. And, you know, I just wanted to show him, you know, a good example. And, you know, I'm glad he's here with us. And my fiance, she's been, you know, a big part of it. You know, that gave me this opportunity, you know, Luke Bamute. He gave me this opportunity to come to the U.S. and I'm here. And then you guys. I mean, we went through a lot, you know, all these years. The work is not done. We're going to need you guys, you know. All your support for the rest of, you know, this playoffs. We got a long way to go, so, you know, thank you guys, and, you know, keep supporting us, and let's get it started.
All right, that audio is courtesy of the NBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company, and that was at the beginning. You heard NBA Commissioner Adam Silver presenting the Michael Jordan Trophy to Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid, as he is the winner of the 2022-2023 Kia NBA Most Valuable Player Award. And, you know, there's a saying that goes that in life, the journey is much sweeter than the destination. And the destination has been sweet for Joel Embiid, but the journey has even been sweeter. Again, coming from Cameroon and arriving in the United States, of course, as you heard in that sound by Joel mentioned about his mentor, Luke Mbamute, helping him get to the United States to hone his craft as a professional basketball player. And that journey went from Cameroon in Africa, coming over to the United States, high school, arriving at the University of Kansas, being coached by Bill Self, and then, of course, going through the growing pains the first several years in the NBA, battling those foot injuries, and finally getting over the hump, making that first all-star team, and of course being a two-time scoring champion. And the journey is going to continue to get bright for Joel Embiid as he wins the 2022-2023 NBA Most Valuable Player honor, of course receiving the Michael Jordan Trophy. So again, the last 2 years, Denver Nuggets center, all-world center Nikola Jokic won back-to-back MVPs in 2021 and 2022. But this year, it was Joel Embiid's turn to win the award. And of course, the other finalists in this year's honor were, as I stated earlier, Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic and also Milwaukee Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo. So again, the journey continues to be sweet for Joel Embiid as he wins the 2022-2023 Kia NBA Most Valuable Player honor. All right, my next storyline is going to be the LeBron James and Steph Curry rivalry. Not just in sports, but just in life as a whole, everything is shaped by rivalries, polar opposites. LeBron and Steph have had a rivalry since 2015, but they're also polar opposites. They're not just polar opposites in playing styles, but they're also polar opposites in terms of how they arrived in the league. Let's start off with LeBron James for a moment. The pressure was on him from the moment that he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And from then on, his high school games were must-see TV on cable television. whether it was on television or whether it was it made front page news. LeBron James, the pressure was on him from the moment, actually before high school, actually when he started playing AAU basketball and then transitioning to St. Vincent St. Mary High School in Akron, Ohio, where not only he put the school on the map, but he put himself on the map, and the pressure just continued to grow. And Sports Illustrated, on that cover, they referred to him as the chosen one. So you know the pressure was on for LeBron. And so LeBron, the number one overall pick in the 2003 NBA draft, Cavaliers, had success the first run with Cleveland, but couldn't get over the hump in terms of winning the championship. He decided to join Dwayne Wade, join Chris Bosh, and to form a super team with Miami, winning back-to-back NBA championships, his first two to be exact. And then he decides to go back to Cleveland for the second time and win an NBA championship in 2016, coming back from that 3-1 series deficit to force a seventh game and to win that title for Cleveland in 2016. And then he would leave to join the Lakers in 2019. And, of course, he would win his fourth NBA championship in 2020 in the bubble year alongside Anthony Davis. So LeBron has been decorated, accomplishments too many to name, but LeBron currently four-time NBA champion, multiple All-Stars, multiple All-NBA selections, and not to mention he's the NBA's all-time scoring leader, right? Breaking that longtime honor, which was held by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar since the mid-80s. So LeBron breaking all sorts of records. He's broken all sorts of records and definitely still at the peak of his powers at 38 years young. As for Steph Curry, coming out of high school, went to a small Christian school in Charlotte, North Carolina, went to a small school in Davidson College. No one knew where Davidson was on the map, but the world paid attention to Davidson and they paid attention to Steph Curry during March Madness, and he was just lights out during that run, during that brief college run that he had at Davidson. And people wondered, Steph, great shooter, two things that hurt him, defense and lack of size. But Steph, he got going, and he got it going, and he picked up his game as time went on. And that's one of the beauties of life. Time and maturity are such a beautiful thing. When you let things grow, you give things time to grow. And certainly Steph Curry is one of those players that time and maturity have been so great to him. It was rough for him coming into the league early and coming into the league early on. Injuries, specifically dealing with his ankles. And, you know, he had to maneuver and find his way. But once he got going, once he got his ankle issues under control, as they say, he went on a tear. His shooting ability, the dribbling skills, the ball handling, and his defense, still not the best, but he's improved his defense as time has gone on. But Steph Curry, revolutionizing small ball, telling, you know, young people that want to play, whether they're in the gym, at the playground, whatever level you play on, that you don't have to necessarily be 6'5", 6'6", 7 feet and above, or you don't have to necessarily be 300 pounds plus. You can be under 6'3". You can play small ball. You can work on your shooting ability. You can make off-range shots. You do what you need to do to get the job done. Of course, not just with his all-world shooting ability and his quick speed that gives defenders a lot of problems, is his unselfishness, an unselfish superstar, and it's shown in his championship pedigree. 2015, Steph wins his first league MVP and led the Warriors to their first championship in many decades. Following year, Steph wins another league MVP and led the Warriors to the best regular season record in all time in NBA history. Unfortunately, they ran into LeBron and the Cavs. They didn't win the chip that year. But however, Steph and the team, of course, they added Kevin Durant, would win back-to-back titles 2017, 2018, and then they would go to another finals appearance in 2019, unfortunately losing in a tough series to Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors. And then just last year, Golden State back at their winning ways, winning another NBA championship, and Steph Curry winning his first finals MVP. Has his own accomplishments as well, winning multiple league MVPs, being a finals MVP, multiple NBA championships, all-star appearances. And we talked about LeBron being the NBA's all-time scoring leader. Well, Steph Curry, he's the NBA's all-time leader in three-pointers made. So Steph has built up a resume, and he continues to build on his resume. And I've said it on previous podcasts, LeBron and Steph are like fine wine. They're just continuing to get better with time. LeBron James, 6'9", 260, built like a Mack truck, but run like a gazelle. Steph Curry, 6'3", maybe close to 190, not the strongest, but he's definitely the quickest. Dribbling skills, ball handling skills through the roof, and just a sniper when it comes to being a three-point shooter. So this LeBron and Steph rivalry goes back to the 2015 NBA Finals. Steph and the Warriors winning that championship, winning it in six games. 2016, Warriors were up 3-1. Guess what? LeBron James, along with Kyrie Irving and the crew, force a seventh game. Cleveland wins that series 4-3. Cleveland wins the NBA Finals in 2016. 2017 and 2018, they add Kevin Durant, the Golden State Warriors to be exact. Warriors flawless in 2017, winning that series in 5 games. And in 2018, they would get the Cavs again, sweeping them 4-0. And then the 2021 NBA play-in game, the Lakers beat the Warriors in a close game, 103-100. Of course, Steph and LeBron both had exceptional games in that series. So LeBron and Steph, again, I've seen a lot of rivalries in the NBA for a long time. Bird and Magic, Jordan and Bird, Jordan and Magic, Jordan and the Bad Boys Pistons, Celtics Pistons, you know, Celtics Lakers, also Knicks and Heat. You can also add also Bulls Heat to the mix as well. Bulls Knicks, also Pacers Celtics. And also you can add Pacers Heat to the mix as well. Also, you can talk about Larry Bird, Reggie Miller, Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing, just to name some of those great rivalries, and also Larry Bird and Dr. J. But you can also add LeBron James and Steph Curry, as, again, these two gentlemen are masters of their craft, and they're still continuing to do what they do best, and that's make big plays. And as I stated earlier, they're like a fine wine. They just get better with time. And for my last storyline is going to be Mike Budenholzer. It's hard to believe it was just 2 years ago that the Milwaukee Bucks won their first NBA championship in a little over 50 years. Mike Budenholzer was the coach of that team. And if you look at his track record, two-time NBA Coach of the Year, 2015 with the Atlanta Hawks, 2019 with the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'm not going to lie, I thought this was a very surprise move with this week, the Milwaukee Bucks removing Mike Budenholzer from his duties as head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. And I found it to be a very strange time for him to be let go like this, considering the injury to Giannis Antetokounmpo, also the personal struggles that Budenholzer faced during the series. He had a tragic, his brother passed away tragically. And I thought this was just some horrible circumstances for the Milwaukee Bucks to do such a thing like this. I think granted the injuries that they had, as I stated earlier, with Giannis. Also, Chris Middleton was not 100%. So I don't know. Mike, this one doesn't make sense to me, in my opinion. It doesn't make sense to me. But wherever Coach Budenholzer goes, he won't have a job. He won't be without a job for much longer. And considering what he's done in his NBA coaching career thus far has been phenomenal. First year with the Atlanta Hawks, they lost in the first round of the playoffs. The following year, losing in the conference finals. Then his third year in Atlanta, losing in the second round of the playoffs. Fourth year in Atlanta, losing in the first round of the playoffs. And his last year with the Hawks, they missed the playoffs. First year in Milwaukee, they lose in the conference finals. Second year in Milwaukee, the bubble year, they would lose in the conference semifinals. The following year, they would win the NBA championship, beating the Phoenix Suns in 6 games. And then last season, losing in the second round in the conference semifinals, and this year being upset in the first round by the Miami Heat. So I find this firing of Coach Budenholzer to be not good timing at all. I think they could have given this thing at least one, maybe two more years to try to get it together. Again, Mike had a lot on him, a lot of family issues, particularly with the tragic loss of his brother, injuries happening with the likes of Giannis and Chris Middleton. A lot of strange happenings going on in Milwaukee, but no matter what happens going forward, Mike Budenholzer is a talented coach. He's one of a kind. Again, he's a two-time NBA Head Coach of the Year Award winner. Also has a proven track record as a head coach, winning an NBA championship. He's also won four NBA titles as an assistant when he worked under Greg Popovich's staff with the San Antonio Spurs. So Coach Budenholzer is too talented. He's going to be just fine. It's going to take him a while, but I'm pretty sure he's going to come out just fine. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the current series leads in the 2023 second round of the NBA playoff matchups. And also, we have more season award winners to pass along to you as well. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim. And we'll leave you now with this audio courtesy of the NBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company, with Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid receiving the Michael Jordan Trophy as the 2023 Kia NBA Most Valuable Player Award.
Joel, you said your journey to the NBA was improbable, but it was because of your hard work and determination, and that's why these fans in Philly love you. Congratulations. You are the 2023 Kia NBA MVP. Wow. Thank you, guys. I just want to thank God, you know, first and foremost, because, you know, I wouldn't have been here without him. And obviously, my teammates have been a big part of it. Obviously, my parents. Big part of it. Obviously, we went through such a, you know, huge tragedy, losing my little brother, but, you know, we stuck together. You know, we went through a lot. And, you know, my family, my son is somewhere over there. Man, he's the main reason why I'm really here, you know. Becoming a father, you know, changed my whole life. And, you know, I just wanted to show him, you know, a good example. And, you know, I'm glad he's here with us. And my fiance, she's been, you know, a big part of it. You know, that gave me this opportunity, you know, Luke Bamute. He gave me this opportunity to come to the U.S. and I'm here. And then you guys. I mean, we went through a lot, you know, all these years. The work is not done. We're going to need you guys, you know. All your support for the rest of, you know, this playoffs. We got a long way to go, so, you know, thank you guys, and, you know, keep supporting us, and let's get it started.
Running your own business means being ready for anything, and with the local bank that cares about local businesses, you will be. At Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, keeping your business accounts organized is a breeze with all the digital tools, convenience, and security you need, where, when, and how you need them. Get the most bank for your buck and your business. Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen. This is what you're looking for. Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Thanks for switching lanes to Raising Cane's.
One box combo, please.
That's four juicy chicken fingers. We'll start cooking. Garlicky butter Texas toast tastes as good as it's looking. Fresh coleslaw and crispy fries you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce you'll want to keep dipping. Plus, our lemonade or iced tea made fresh today by me. Yo, 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 here's your chicken to go.
Wow, that was fast.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Thanks for switching lanes to Raising Cane's.
One box combo, please.
That's four juicy chicken fingers you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce you'll want to keep dipping.
Wow. That was fast.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
We don't have to tell you that you've got a lot to be thankful for and a lot to look forward to. It's hard to imagine how much you could lose if you lost just one thing, your sight. Before you notice, you may be in very serious trouble because once you lose your vision to glaucoma, it's gone forever. Groups at high risk for glaucoma include African Americans and Hispanics over the age of 40, those with a family history of glaucoma, people with diabetes, and anyone over age 50. The only way to detect glaucoma before your sight starts disappearing is with a dilated eye exam. A dilated eye exam is a simple, painless test that can detect early signs of glaucoma and other eye diseases. Call your eye doctor today to schedule a dilated eye exam. After all, you have a lot to look forward to. Get a dilated eye exam before glaucoma gets you. Get the facts. Visit preventblindness.org/glaucoma.
Running your own business means being ready for anything. And with the local bank that cares about local businesses, you will be. At Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, keeping your business accounts organized is a breeze with all the digital tools, convenience, and security you need, where, when, and how you need them. Get the most bank for your buck and your business. Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what you're looking for.
Equal Housing and Equal Opportunity Lender. Member FDIC.
Thanks for switching lanes to Raising Cane's.
One box combo, please.
That's four juicy chicken fingers. We'll start cooking. Garlicky butter Texas toast tastes as good as it's looking. Fresh coleslaw and crispy fries you won't be skipping. And our secret cane sauce you'll want to keep dipping. Plus, our lemonade or iced tea made fresh today by me. Yo, 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 here's your chicken to go.
Wow, that was fast.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
Program. Now let's get you caught up on the current series leads in the 2023 second round of the NBA playoffs. So we have the conference semifinals between the 8th seed Miami Heat and the 5th seed New York Knicks. The series is currently tied at one game apiece. And we have the 3rd seed Philadelphia 76ers going up against the 2nd seed Boston Celtics. Boston currently leads the series 2-1. That is the Eastern Conference. Let's move over now to the Western Conference. The Denver Nuggets, the number one seed, going up against the 4th seed Phoenix Suns. Denver currently leads the series 2-1. And then we have the 6th seed Golden State Warriors, the defending champion Warriors, seed Los Angeles Lakers. That series is currently tied at one game apiece. All right, before we get on out of here, let's give you the current lowdown on the 2022-2023 NBA season award winners. As I mentioned earlier in the program, the Most Valuable Player Award goes to Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. The finalists were Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks and Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. Once again, a congratulations to Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers for winning the league's Most Valuable Player Award. Also, Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies is the Defensive Player of the Year award winner. Paolo Banchero from the Orlando Magic wins Rookie of the Year. Malcolm Brogdon from the Boston Celtics wins the Sixth Man of the Year award. Lauri Markkanen from the Utah Jazz is the most improved player. Also, De'Aaron Fox from the Sacramento Kings wind up winning Clutch Player of the Year. Coach of the Year award goes to Mike Brown from the Sacramento Kings. Congratulations to Coach Brown on that honor. And Executive of the Year goes to Monty McNair from the Sacramento Kings. So congratulations once again to our award winners thus far for this season. Joel Embiid from the 76ers, Most Valuable Player. Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies, Defensive Player of the Year. Rookie of the Year goes to Paolo Banchero from the Orlando Magic. Malcolm Brogdon from the Boston Celtics is the Sixth Man of the Year. Lauri Markkanen from the Utah Jazz wins Most Improved Player. De'Aaron Fox from the Sacramento Kings wins Clutch Player of the Year. Mike Brown from the Sacramento Kings wins the Coach of the Year award. And Monty McNair from the Sacramento Kings wins the Executive of the Year award. And that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. I'm yours truly, Ed Robinson. Thank you so much once again for joining me on this edition of the program. Hope you had fun this time around on this edition of the program. And until next time, so long, everyone. And we'll leave you now once again with this audio courtesy of the NBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid receiving the Michael Jordan Trophy as the 2023 Kia NBA Most Valuable Player. Till next time, everybody. So long.
Joel, you said your journey to the NBA was improbable. But it was because of your hard work and determination, and that's why these fans in Philly love you. Congratulations. You are the 2023 Kia NBA MVP. Wow. Thank you, guys. I just want to thank God, you know, first and foremost, because, you know, I wouldn't have been here without him. And obviously, my teammates have been a big part of it. Obviously, my parents. Big part of it. Obviously, we went through such a, you know, huge tragedy. Losing my little brother, but, you know, we stuck together. You know, we went through a lot. And, you know, my family, my son is somewhere over there. Man, he's the main reason why I'm really here, you know. Becoming a father, you know, changed my whole life. And, you know, I just wanted to show him, you know, a good example. And, you know, I'm glad he's here with us. And my fiance, she's been, you know, a big part of it. You know, that gave me this opportunity, you know, Luke Bamute. He gave me this opportunity to come to the U.S. and I'm here. And then you guys. I mean, we went through a lot, you know, all these years. The work is not done. We're going to need you guys, you know. All your support for the rest of, you know, this playoffs. We got a long way to go, so, you know, thank you guys, and, you know, keep supporting us, and let's get it started.